welcome to the Caregiver's Best Friend podcast, where you'll find helpful advice, tips, and information to help you care for your special senior or parent. This podcast is brought to you by Presbyterian Villages of Michigan. Your host, Lynn Alexander.
Hello, and thanks for being with us for today's Caregiver's Best Friend podcast. So pleased to have you join us. I'm also pleased to have our special guests join us today. I've mentioned in several podcasts that PVM likes to be in the center of innovation in trying new things. And we're quite excited about a new program we've been doing for about 3 years now, introducing summer interns to the field of aging services. And we all believe in this arena that it's so important to attract young talent and also to assist folks who are just starting out in their careers with looking at what their options are and planning for their future. And so we've been initiating this originally with PVM, but our national association, Leading Age, has joined in, and so it's become a national program. We're very enthused about the future of this program and the future of aging services across our country with the bright young talent we're recruiting, including the three individuals with me today. So at this point, I'd like to introduce or have our interns introduce themselves. They're part of what's called the Summer Enrichment Series, and they've already been at it for more than several weeks now and learning a lot about PVM. So I will turn it over to them, and we'll just go right around.
Okay. Thank you, Lynn. My name is Alexandra Palavich, but I go by Alex, and I attend George Washington University in Washington, D.C., where I am attaining my master's in healthcare administration. I just finished my first year, and I'm currently at a summer internship with PVM, where I shadow Roger, our CEO. And before I attended George Washington University, my undergrad was at University of South Carolina. My major was public health and minors in business administration and psychology. And besides that, I was born and raised in New Jersey, and it's great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
I'm also an intern here at PVM. I go to Winston University, and my major is finance and global supply chain. And yeah, I'm going to graduate in 3 more semesters that I have left to go. My name is Edgar Soto.
Hey, I'm Emmanuel Chuanang. I'm a rising sophomore at the University of Michigan studying industrial and operations engineering. Currently, I'm interning at the Department of Technology under Mark Croner.
Excellent. Thank you all. As our audience will be able to tell, we have a broad range of talent, interest, and experience here, and so we'll definitely benefit greatly from it. So I'm going to go again just a little bit round robin and find out how your experience has been so far, something you may have learned already about PVM or the aging services arena.
Yeah, great question. This is Alex. And at George Washington University, my curriculum is revolving around acute care services, normally in hospital settings. So I have not had much previous knowledge of long-term care services. So this has been a great learning experience where I just get to dive right in to the environment. And I even live at one of our facilities, the Village of Redford. So I get to communicate and interact with our residents, as well as I spent a few days shadowing PACE, which is a wonderful program, being a payer and a provider for the elderly community, not only in Michigan, but across the nation.
And Alex, can you describe what PACE is? It's the program for all, well, I'll do it, program for all-inclusive care for the elderly.
Yes, and I shadowed Mary Neighbor and her executive team at PACE Corporate, and I also got to visit 2 of our PACE centers, and one of them includes Greenhouses, which is affordable living for seniors. It also involves comprehensive care plan for them to try to keep them out of hospitals and the ERs.
And Greenhouses are really a state-of-the-art way of providing long-term care, way beyond what nursing home care would be. Thanks.
Yeah, my experience has been good. Like I said, my major is in finance, and I'm entering the facility advancement, so I see a lot of deals get closed. Some deals that are like $1 million, and I never thought about being able to, you know, be like in a meeting where those things get done. So it's been really good.
Wonderful. We do a lot of deals, a lot of financing for sure. Thanks.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed my experience at PVM. I've mostly just been assisting the technicians as they perform tasks like changing computer hard drives and refocusing security cameras, which I find really cool. I've also had the opportunity to work more with residents through the telehealth clinics. So I go to different villages and I just like help them learn how to use Zoom and their portals to like access their doctor, to talk to their doctors.
Excellent. You're part of one of the latest trends and will go well into the future for technology and making quality of care much better and much more convenient for people. We're very excited about our telehealth hubs, and I've heard great things about what all of you are doing in terms of being a part of PVM. So thank you for what you're doing. Any thoughts about where you might want to head in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question, Lynn. I think my head is still turned towards acute care settings in the hospital. Currently, during my program at George Washington University, to graduate, we have to go through a fellowship program, a residency, which I'll be applying for in the fall. And I'm looking to apply in the acute care field, but also my mind, it's something being at PACE grabbed my attention, and I would love to connect with their National Association when I go back to D.C., and hopefully we can I can volunteer some of my time and just gain more experience with the program.
Oh, that's wonderful news. And PACE actually is very innovative still, but fast growing. And our PACE Southeast Michigan group is one of the fastest growing in the country. It was the first time people were really allowed to stay at home or in a congregate setting like our greenhouses without having to go to a nursing home and having the dual eligibility of Medicare and Medicaid pay for those services. So I'm very excited about it. As a former state aging director, I was one of the first aging directors in the country to embrace the PACE program, the Eden Alternative, and greenhouses. And this was 25 years ago, so they were barely concepts back then. For me, it's so personally gratifying to be able to see these programs coming to fruition and having young talent like yourself be interested in working in those arenas. So thanks.
Yeah, I think it's a remarkable program, and I'm very surprised. I've never heard anything about it before, even during my classes. So I love to continue to advocate for the program.
Great. And hopefully this podcast will be one of the ways we'll help get the word out. Yes.
Yeah, for me, since I'm also majoring in global supply chain, I want to do an internship there and see what I like the most. And whichever I do, I think that's where I'm going to go after I graduate. Yeah.
Well, that sounds very exciting. And another thing that's right in the thick of things, you'll be really focusing towards future solutions. And that arena needs a lot of help as well, from what I know.
Yeah, and hopefully, I guess, to do some traveling as well.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm interested in working in either a finance or supply chain job in the future, and I'm really interested in how math and technology can be applied to those fields.
Wonderful. And for those of you, if you don't stay in the aging services arena, please don't forget about us, and please be an ambassador, much like Alex is talking about, and draw people in. I think the more people know about this arena, the more they appreciate it. And even starting with young children in grade schools and teaching them about intergenerational programs, I think is useful for getting the word out. So,
especially with the aging population, this is vital for the future of our healthcare.
Absolutely. And it impacts all of us. Mm-hmm. Every family in America is dealing with aging issues, and our whole country will benefit from us strengthening this arena. Yeah. Great point, Alex. So what's one other thought you might want to leave folks with about your experience and also maybe a little bit about Leading Age, how they're involved and the national approach with this?
Yeah, so I became involved when Christy Kramer reached out to my program director. Christy Kramer is involved in Leading Age. She also is our program director. We have weekly meetings for Leading Age where She involves experts from the community, actually nationwide, that have taught us about trauma, also aging services, and all of us across the nation, the leading age interns, are combined in separate projects. I'm working with Emmanuel doing recruitment strategies for leading age and trying to get more young people involved with older services, aging services.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think leading age is a really good program. We get to meet a lot of other interns that are also all around the country. And we also get mentors. And I think it's a really good experience to get to know new people that, you know, might have different majors, but we're also looking at, like, the same things career-wise.
Excellent. Yeah. Thanks.
I think Leading Age is a great program that anybody would benefit from regardless of their major, because they teach you a lot of, like, transferable business and communication skills through their weekly seminars.
Excellent. I think you really described the program very well. And I want to thank Leading Age nationally for their support of this program. We've worked on many initiatives with them, and our CEO, Roger Myers, often works with them on initiatives and is very committed to innovation, to making our field the best it can be. Some of these relationships that you're forming now, I believe, will last with you for a lifetime. And I can't wait to see the future and what all of this interns like you will come up with to make our world a better place. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the Caregiver's Best Friend podcast, where you'll find helpful advice, tips, and information to help you care for your special senior or parent. This podcast was brought to you by Presbyterian Villages of Michigan. Thank you for listening.